Mike Zukowski is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Mike is stepping down as baseball coach at Lynn Classical High School. Mike, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, Mike, we've known each other for quite a few years. I remember when you got the job at Classical, applied for it. What was it, 15 years ago, Mike?
It was actually 16. They did the 1 year of COVID kind of made it 15 year of coaching, but it's been 16 years since I got the job, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I get that now. All right, that makes sense. So, you know, Mike, I was struck here. I'm going to back up and just this is nothing to do with necessarily your coaching at Classical High School, but just recently you coached the Aganis game, and I was talking with Joey Barrett from the item, and I was thinking at the time, I said, you know, now that I think about it, when Mike played at Classical High School, you coached at Classical High School, I mean, coaching in the Aganis game is kind of a neat, special thing, a kind of a tie-in with Aganis. What was your take on all of that?
Yeah, it's an honor. It's a privilege. I played in the Aganis game when I was a kid. At Classical, I went there, played ball for 4 years there. 96, I think I graduated. Come back and coach there for 16 years, and then in the end, to be able to coach that same game, it's pretty cool. It's pretty special, and to have five of your own players from Lynn Classical on that Aganis team was really cool.
You know, as you, I want to go back, and now I'm going to just go flip on the other side of the time frame, if you will, the timeline. But getting out of high school, then going on to college, you played at Merrimack. So let's begin there, maybe a little bit. Tell me a little bit about playing baseball at Merrimack, and then we can talk about some of your coaching influences a little bit before getting into the Classical stuff.
Sure. So '96 was my senior year. Coach Barry Rosen. Longtime Winthrop guy, was the head coach at Merrimack when I was recruited, and ended up going there. Played a little bit of football my freshman year, along with baseball. A little too much for me. had a little too much freedom and not enough time to study, so I switched to one sport. Stuck with baseball and played 4 years for Barry. He was a very big influence in my life in terms of just being a great role model. He was also a teacher like myself and father, and actually was a family friend through my Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally. So we had known him before he was my coach. So I went there for 4 years, left Merrimack, ended up having a professor by the name of Pete Delaney, who was also the head coach at Masconomet Regional High School, and they had just come off a state title win, and I got a call that summer, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coaching the JV team at Masco, and I said absolutely. So Pete Delaney hired me, and I coached with him for 7 years, and he was huge, instrumental in, you know, teaching me about baseball, about relationships, about his philosophies, and just very organized, very thoughtful, very, very good guy.
Yeah.
He's definitely had the biggest role in molding me into the coach I am now. You don't reinvent the wheel in baseball, and he definitely, I've taken a lot from the Masco program when he was there and brought it to the Classical program. And he was successful at Masco, and I seem to think I was a little successful at Classical, so it worked. And here I am now, 16 years later at Classical, and it's actually 23 altogether, 22.
Yeah,
coaching, and it's time to step down.
Well, and the point would be you're very busy with the family, right? That's one of the huge factors. And coaching baseball takes up a lot of time. Takes up a lot of afternoons and evenings, I guess, in the springtime.
It does. It does. I have three children of my own. My daughter's in high school. My son Matthew is in middle school, and my youngest son is just finishing up elementary. I'm actually coaching right now the 13-year-old Babe Ruth team out of Lynn, all-star team, and I just finished up coaching the Wyoming Little League all-star team. So even though I stopped coaching at Classical, stepped down, I feel like I'm more busy now than I have been in a while. But yeah, the ultimate decision was the scheduling. I was being pulled in many different directions beginning of the spring season, and I just felt like I needed to give my whole self to my wife and my kids and be there for them and not want to miss anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you get into coaching, Mike, do you get into it? I got to think that you get into it because you love the game, right? And then, but then you're also learning about the coaching, the art of coaching and the skills as well. Does that sound fair? I mean, what brings you into coaching?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I love the game. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Didn't want to stop playing it. And college was over. And it was over, playing at that level. And I said, you know what, to stay in this and keep the love of the game, I'm going to try to coach. And I did. But it's funny, like you said, you coach because you love it. But then you develop these relationships with these kids and you see their successes. You see their, not even the success on the field, but in life, finishing school, getting a great job, meeting someone, starting a family. Those are the things that I love to see. And, after kids left, they came back, they said hi, and you find out about them, and it's amazing. And it keeps you going and going and going. And I mean, that's, in the end, that's what I relish, is the relationships I created with these kids and their lives. And hopefully they can look back one day and just say, excuse me, Coach Sikowski made a difference in my life. So that's what you hope for.
Yeah, no, and it's, and I think it's worth saying, I mean, making a point on that too. I mean, I think coaches oftentimes at this point, they're asked questions like, and I'll probably ask you a question like this about remembering a few players, remembering a few games and so on. But the day to day, I mean, that's what coaches that love the sport, love the game, that was a big part of their lives as well. I mean, when you play baseball or play any sport, really, it's the camaraderie, it's those connections, lifelong connections you make, maybe not with every member of the team, but you always have those connections with the players that you you went out and competed with, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you right now, there's kids I played Little League with that I'm still best friends with. High school ball, I'm still friends with. College ball, you meet those guys. I mean, I know they live in different parts of the country, but I still make it a point to go see them, and they come see me, and it's just great. It's just a great way to meet people and stay connected to people, and just a big family. You gotta love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, when we put it into that context, some of these, my last couple of questions, probably somewhat less meaningful in a way, but yet they're not as well. But tell me about this year's team, Mike. What stands out about this, your last team, if you will, at Classical High School, the 2023 team?
So, we had 12 seniors this year, which is by far the biggest senior class that I've had on a varsity baseball team. We went undefeated in our league play in the Greater Boston League. So I don't remember maybe one other time we've done that, but we swept the league. The kids are great. All good kids, all good players, but I'm going to remember this team, especially for their, they welcomed my own kids, my own nephews, when practices were happening and games were there and they were the bat boys or the ball boys. My own children thought they were part of the team, even though they weren't, but you would have thought, it's funny because they would come home at night and be like, oh, if it was a late game, they didn't go, oh, how did this one do? How did that one do? Oh my God, I knew he was going to hit a home run. Oh, I knew he was going to have 10 strikeouts. So it was awesome to see that. And to be honest, it was ultimately, my kids said to me last year, because I was thinking about it last year, calling it quits, but they said, Dad, stay one more year. The senior, these guys are awesome. This is a big senior class. We love hanging out with them. And, I couldn't say no. So I was like, all right, we'll do one more year. And I ended up being a great choice. And I ended my career with, 12 of the best seniors, never mind, I mean, the underclassmen are great as well, but it was just a kind of a good way to go out.
Yeah, it's, you never know where good advice can come from, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can give some good advice, too, at some point in your life, Mike. Yeah, so you never know. Maybe not me, but I'm sure you can. But, Mike, if you were to look at, you know, your teams over the years, and this is going to be difficult, but, you know, as far as athletes are concerned, what athlete or two kind of stands out? I mean, I know it's kind of an unfair question, but, you know, some have some just to, you know, step above and have some, you know, league-wide notoriety or something. Is there an athlete that, you know, kind of stands out as you're in your coaching career?
It's kind of an unfair question.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? There are a few. You know, there's kids that you coach, and you know they're going to be successful at the next level. And
You know, I'm gonna change this question on you here a little bit. I don't want to put you on the spot, because I would never ever do that to you, Mike. You know that, right?
That's right.
Not unless it's in the public. But let me ask you this: in your coaching career or playing career, because you know, going back and covering high school sports, I remember guys like standout athletes in our area. You know, you got a Jeff Juden. You have some other players that maybe a player that you were on the field against or with or coached against or what? Is there a player or two that kind of stands out? You know, could be a pitcher, but could also be a hitter. I mean, you've gone up against some great players too over the years.
I have, and to be honest with you, it's a kid I played with. Jeff Waldron.
Oh, yeah.
Was a player that was at St. Mary's for 2 years. He transferred over to Classical my sophomore, junior year. He was a year ahead of me. And you could tell when we were in high school, he was just the next level guy, the way he could see the ball and hit it. Jeff ended up going to BC and then getting drafted. He was coaching with me when I first got the Classical job. I had reached out to him and said, Jeff, I know you're done playing now and you're going into the education field. Would you be interested? And he was like, absolutely. So Jeff and I kind of were kind of like co-head coaches, I would say, when I got the job. I relied a lot on him for his experience when he played in the major leagues. And he also taught me a lot. I mean, just his game experience was like, wow. You know, he's a catcher and I'm a pitcher. So there were a few disagreements when it came to decisions on the mound or behind the plate, but I think that happens all through life between catchers and pitchers. But yeah, Jeff was an excellent player, an excellent teammate, and another guy that I was able to coach with in the beginning that, you know, was great.
No, that's a great name drop right there for sure. You mentioned Barry Rosen. I do remember him from many years ago when I was doing some interviews with WESX and so on. And of course, Pete DeLonnie, you mentioned as well, coaching influences. Mike, I'll let you kind of sum it up here. Do you think you've changed as a coach over the years? You probably have. I'm sure you have, right? As a coach,
100%. Yeah, 100%. I was probably one of the biggest hard asses when I first started, because I thought I had to be, you know, demand respect, get respect. But I was quickly changed when I met the kids and realized, you know, you're not going to get it if you're going to be like that. So I quickly changed my forte, and I was very structured.
Mike, I can't see you as a hard-ass kind of guy. Really? No, really. You know, but
it wasn't. You know what? It wasn't. It was just like, it was very, you know.
You were demanding. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yeah. I always did it. I always wanted to do it the right way. And I'll pride myself on that. I did do it the right way. And I never faltered from that. But I think as the years went on, I opened up a lot more. And, you know, you show these kids that you're human. You know, you have a family. You have friends. You have relationships. And, you know, the true side of you. I think they do more for you. I think they play, you know, they leave it all out there for you, too. So I did learn that over the years, that, you know, you can't be so closed off and so structured and militant, but, you know, let them know who you are. And I think that goes in the classroom, too, Bill. We both teach, been in the education field for a long time, and you know, once you kind of open up a little bit, these kids tend to give you more.
No, absolutely. Connections is a key. No, right. In the classroom, and I'm sure on the athletic field as well, for sure. In a way, you kind of get part of that. But the old time coaches, you know, back when I was in high school, I mean, it was a different breed. It was not what you're talking about now, for sure. And I think this new way is probably a lot better, for sure, no doubt. Mike, yeah, anything else you want to share with us, Mike, about classical baseball or anything else?
I want to thank the people that have been with me all these years, and you know, my longtime assistant Ricky Mayette, who's also my brother-in-law, Jay Rigotto, Pat Whalen, guys in the past that have been with me, like Jeff, DJ McNulty, Greg Rybeck, Wayne Marabito. I'm probably forgetting a few too, and I'll get crap for that. But my family, my wife, I got to thank her. Without her running everything at home and taking care of the kids and their schedules and just overall being there for me as well, as I can't leave them out of it.
Let me ask you this, Mike. This is off the I'm veering away from the baseball, but has your wife asked you to do something more now that you didn't have to do before? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, help out a little bit more. You know, I'm like,
the honey-do list is getting big. No, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. the yard looks amazing lately. That's good.
What I found out when I retired was I now have to do laundry. I really did not know how to run the washing machine. I could bring it down, but I really did not know how to run the washing machine. I can do that now. I know what button to hit now, for sure.
But, you know what, Bill? She's taking care of the kids and all their things since we've been married, which is great. I don't really have to. She just says, take care of yourself. So I do my own laundry.
Well, that's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. But she's amazing. She hasn't asked for anything more or less, or, you know, and it's just good to be here all the time with them and, you know, and not miss those special moments, but yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I brought this up then. You know, she probably won't listen anyway, so we'll probably safe there. All right, there you go. All right, Mike, hang on the line here. But Mike, congrats to you. I know you've accomplished a lot there, and you know, we appreciate all that you've done to help us here on the website and different places, wherever. But congrats to you on a great coaching career as well. So, Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your support over the years and all that you've done for us.
All right, there he is, Mike Zukowski, who has stepped down as baseball coach at Lynn Classical High School.